knows is we can keep doing this for hours. Woo! Yes, and we will do it as long as we use it. We will play some more songs. Couple things, though. We are taking, Radio Settlers taking us off the air for now. They have other shows they're going on to do, so we're going to let them go offline. Do you need to do any... What do I need to do? Oh, I need to read a thing. I need to read a thing. There's an after party! With an open bar, plus they'll feed you breakfast, which might be a good idea if you've been dancing as hard as we have. It is at Alpha One Labs, which is a local hackerspace, 148 Frost Street in Brooklyn. L Train to Graham, and write this all down. No, there's actually flyers in the back. You can get the flyers there. It is $25, but like I said, it's open bar, and they will feed you. And the menu is like baked eggs, fennel quiche, ale and cheddar and ham. And I'm like, okay, that sounds like breakfast. That's fabulous. I don't know why you have to go to Brooklyn to do it, but oh well. This has been freakingly, this is the best birthday I've had in years! Thank you so much! Woo! Thank you all for being here. So we're saying night-night to Radio Statler. Are they gone, or do we... Rhinostrich is vamping. I'm going to let you guys go. We're good. Okay, Radio Statler's off the air. We can continue to rock! Do it!
Obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Upon the flesh of their victims. I think that's it. I could do one more if you really want to, but it's not done. And I've never played it live before, and I might not remember it after, like, a handful of drinks. But I can try it if you want.
Good evening. This is New Amsterdam. At this moment, we are suffering some technical difficulties at Radio Stadler. As a result, we will now be preempting 26 o'clock to bring you what was the cheese hour.
Where they are.
Leo, power's dead.
If you play with my
power's
balls.
Dead?
No, it has to be always on.
You know, all the things we have to do in order to get this radio station running, I had a beautiful intro. It's just been killed. Tomorrow I'll bring my power. That's what the errata is for. So your cheese is basically on.
Power strip is supposed to be temperamental. We should be able to work. It's like always on. It can't be off.
Oh shit.
Where's the box?
Okay, so we're live.
Are we live? I guess we are.
The light says we're live.
It says
right.
I will kill the. Oh my goodness.
And Leo is writing something.
Leo's got a message for us written on the wall. I will kill the incompetent. Okay. He's will kill the incompetent.
Crap, I'm not going to be here at all.
So Neo obviously is very unhappy. Apparently he had a big intro or something planned for this. That due to technical difficulties we're not going to get.
Pull that over a little bit.
I think people had suggested we want to try to discuss what our favorite things that we've seen so far have been, or what we've done so far.
Right.
I mean, it's only first day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, technically we're in the second day, but if we've got them.
Oh, well, it depends. If you haven't gotten to sleep yet, it's still your first day.
What if I haven't been to sleep in, like...
Should we introduce ourselves or no?
No, fuck
them.
They don't need to know who we are.
Oh, that way we can even do more valid criticism.
Well, they can see us, so we don't really need to say shit.
Yeah, people can see us, not all of us.
Who knows? Anyway, so, let's go around the table.
All right.
Who wants to start?
Gonzo.
Berman wants to start.
Gonzo wants to start.
No, he doesn't.
We're going that way.
All right, fine. Leo wants to start.
Leo, start.
Hello, I'm Leo, aka Highball.
Again.
AKA whatever. Testing out how we sound. I can't even hear myself in this thing.
We can hear you.
I can't hear myself think.
Don't worry, you won't hear yourself.
Just keep talking.
So, we're
on the radio.
Hopefully the music's not too loud in the background.
It is.
Yeah, the concert ran a little bit longer than we expected, apparently.
Speak, man.
Okay, so to the left of me is...
Bunny.
Do you guys hear that rising bass line? Jesus Christ.
I am Thurman. I'm in charge of information desk.
Yeah, info desk.
Woo!
What kind of hell was that? Was it like working at, was it working at like a fucking like a geek ass radio shack
talk
or something?
About the users because they're dumbasses.
Oh, well.
Done.
Done.
Some of them may actually be listening. So.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck them.
Ghost
table
user line
is
always. Anyway, Dot Rat!
Yes. Oh,
right. That's my hand if you're watching the video.
Right,
that's where I'm from.
Can we see how many people are watching? How many people are watching?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows who can?
I'll join the chat.
So, I'm Night Owl. My first radio, television, whatever the fuck appears.
10 people are watching this?
Number of viewers, 10.
Jesus Christ.
You better go up and fast, or else.
It's gonna chat roulette
watch
this fucking
us.
Bitch.
Alright, chat roulette!
Who's masturbating
who am I?
Here?
I'm Murdoch, man. I drank too much tonight, so they're telling me that I have to come here and say words. I was here, I was on the radio already once today. Or last week,
on
was
twice.
Yesterday.
This is like my fourth
hey, who's that asshole who just walked in the studio?
As we have said earlier, we are having technical difficulties at this time.
What a surprise.
Well, here's the thing. Surprise is technical difficulty at the last minute.
Yeah.
Incompetence is when you're told do A, B, and C, and then D, E, F, and G fail to materialize.
What is your problem? Yeah, what's your problem?
I'm gonna kill someone.
No.
No.
Kill well, what is the problem you're having?
Well, the immediate
what
problem we are having
help?
Is that we cannot play AIFFs for some fucked up reason.
Why do you encode in AIFFs?
Because everybody who's worth their salt in this field does.
Oh, okay.
So, since we have a Windows machine, which doesn't understand AIFF for some fucked up reason, we are now going to have to stop what we're doing and re-encode all of 26 o'clock.
Wait.
How long is that going to take?
Wait, hold on. What player are they
keep talking cheese.
He's talking cheese.
Oh, wait, if we're going to talk cheese, we have to bring the cheese in here. Order that stuff in.
And also beers.
Yes. And beers. And beers. If any beers
cheese.
Are around.
Cheese, beers.
Cheese and beer.
Bring it.
Yeah, apparently the Radio Statler fridge has only three items in it.
Cheese, beer,
and butter.
Yeah, those are the three. I saw the fucking fridge, man.
In short, man, I saw fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to split the cap.
That's
the operating
system.
Red Hacker.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, sure.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer, definitely.
Yeah. There's a bunch of it.
Oh my god.
Steve Allen, can't blame him entirely for it.
Guys, I actually have a topic for us.
All right, let's hear it, buddy.
So,
you got a topic.
A very, very good topic.
All right.
It's like
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Asshole number
suck
one.
My dick.
No.
Oh,
is he always right?
He can suck my dick.
Fuck him,
not.
Man.
He is
now,
never
you're
thinking
right.
About Steve
he's always
Wozniak.
Right.
He's a control freak. No one.
3 weeks ago, he said, you're not going to give the bumpers away because you do not need the bumpers. Yesterday, he said, now you need the bumpers. And of course, he's right. We're going to give them away to you.
Cheese! Oh, what did you throw it on her?
Cheese.
You
dropped the cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Put the cheese down.
Looks like bacon cheese.
It's a very simple thing. Just put the cheese down.
I have been assaulted by cheese.
Why is there so much fucking cheese?
I have no idea.
So,
that's not even
Johnny, is this from your boa?
Yeah.
No, that's my boa.
Oh, it's your boa?
It's somebody's
he's
boa.
Got one that's exactly
so,
the same.
No, I thought it was
Steve Jobs.
Oh, it was hers?
Jobs.
It was for her.
Oh, it's for her.
Guys.
Steve Jobs. We had a topic for once.
Guys.
Sorry, all right. I, off track.
Steve Jobs.
All right.
Yes.
We answered the phone.
Right? No. Just like I said, 3 weeks ago he said, you do not need the bumpers because I say you don't need them. Yesterday he went on the news and he says, now you need them. We're going to give them out to you for free.
Well,
isn't he always right?
No, he's not.
Only
what the
in
fuck?
The way that a narcissistic, power-mad autocrat is always right.
I agree with that, Owl.
Because he controls the situation.
Because
so
he controls
be right.
Everything.
Yes.
He also listens to James Taylor. So.
That shows what kind of sound he
has. Well, not to mention, the man spent most of his life to date spending every afternoon having an acid trip.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's a 4:30 p.m.
acid
trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, yes, because he actually made halfway decent progress when he was still doing it.
Right. No, that's when he had other people doing it.
Because this is the
exactly.
Thing.
Exactly.
Was
that's when
why.
Apple made
right.
Good products.
Right. Yeah, under John Sculley. Yeah.
No, that's not true. No, hold on.
John
See, no. Steve Jobs is doing a great job.
Oh boy.
No. Steve Jobs is doing a great job.
Heck of a job you're doing.
Selling shit. Selling shit.
Doesn't matter.
That's not the same thing as making a good product.
Who's doing it? What country are you from?
There is a
what
big,
country are you
there's
from?
There's a
America.
Big difference between a
no,
good product
not.
And a top
No,
seller.
No. You're not from America. You sound like a freaking Canadian. You
guys,
know why?
Guys,
no.
Can you leave
guys,
the Fox segment for tomorrow?
No, shit. I'm not playing. No, his
Hit
goal
most water shit.
No. His goal is not to make good products. His goal is to make money.
Well, yes.
And it's like hand over fist. So,
However,
his market segment controls.
Hitler was good at killing off tons and tons of ethnic groups. That doesn't mean that he was doing the right thing.
Dude, Hitler was a fucking underachiever.
Yeah.
Let's not get started.
No, no, we're not going there. We're not going there.
Oh, please. We can't make. We can't.
No,
talk
we're
about
not going
Hitler.
There. We're not
we'll
going
leave
there.
That,
we're
leave all right.
After the beer.
Okay.
First Steve Jobs,
then we can
first Steve Jobs, and then
the world.
No, but what is his goal? What is the goal of corporate America?
To get the stock shares to go up.
They don't have to make good products.
Yeah, they just have to
make money.
Yeah, they just have to have the fucking.
So Night Owl, what country are you from again?
All I am saying, I said nothing about what he is supposed to be doing in terms of his company's interests.
Right.
I said
the public's
under or in the public's interest. Well, actually, I was talking about the public's interest because the public's interest is getting a good product. And, in my opinion, under Steve Jobs' leadership, Apple has not made a truly good product.
The iPod was a good product.
They make shiny products.
No, iPod was a good product.
It was not functionality or something.
Yeah, what are we judging?
But both.
I will give you the iPod.
Was a good product.
The earlier generations.
Yeah.
Certainly the fourth generation, in my opinion, when...
I had the third. I really liked it.
Manufactured by HP.
Innovation by accident.
Right. That was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. I will give you that one.
Where's my Verizon at?
On the other hand, the people that really did most of the development work were not led by Steve Jobs. The project was begun prior to Steve Jobs and his reign of everything must be done the way I think it is right.
Brett, pass me that shit. I want to see that.
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
Give him some cheese.
Before passing it, then.
Are you serious?
So, I just want to see what kind of cheese it was.
Are you wondering?
He didn't open it. He wants to know what kind.
Was Apple the hacker's computer?
Right. Oh, without the hacker's
computer. Is this what we're talking about, really? No, it's not.
If
of course it's
about,
not.
If we're talking about Apple...
It is not the hacker's computer. No.
It never was. When's the answer? The Apple II.
What? Everything prior to the introduction of the Macintosh.
Including the
when it was open.
How old are you?
When?
All right. Why does everyone ask that question?
Why? Not old enough. Does that matter?
Yeah, I'm just asking questions.
Why does that matter?
How old are you?
I really don't see how that is actually...
We don't drop dogs and radio sound.
Let's get back to the...
The point is, yes, of course you're right, but who cares now? You're living in, 2010,
comparison?
No, but it was still crap, though, back then.
Compared to what was available to the average... person.
The point he's trying to make is about the amount of innovation that's happened
in this time.
Do you have somebody at the door?
Here is the
come back in the
yes, and I've had to say that because of incompetence and gross negligence, we're going to wing this one as if it were any old talk show. So,
give me that trick.
We've been doing that so far.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
The problem is, I had this really wonderful opener that really set the pace for everything, and I had some wonderful clips that would have
been. But we are just quickly degenerating into just like.
Yes, and had we degenerated, for example, if I was born, I would have had the music to accompany the move.
It's turning into a McLaughlin group.
Oh, dear God.
And really? I thought we were.
We weren't that bad.
I thought we had passed through that phase.
Yes, you'd gone right through the
daytime talk show.
No, you had gone right through Fox, right into Crossfire, past Crossfire, and into the shouting zone.
The shouting zone.
Yes, yes. Or more like when Chris Matthews shows up drunk.
Oh yeah, he's a fucking drunk Irish bastard. No, he's not. You're thinking of Dave Matthews.
Are we seriously now discussing Chris Matthews losing?
No, we are not.
Every fucking day.
So here's what the opening piece would have been for the benefit of our listening audience. It would have opened up with a name that probably many of you know, Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah,
stating. This is going back to the Channel 13 introduction back in, 60-something? that this station has been 2 years in gestation. And if it doesn't spring full forth to life, as did mythical Athena from the head of Zeus, at least it is made with the excitement of the creator. Well, you can see how good that's going, right?
Well,
that's so pretentious.
That half fucking pretentious.
Half-fledged and half-assed.
Well, it doesn't help
well,
that.
If you're angry at people, we do
well,
have to
think that's the way most of the
I've already made my kill list, and I'll deal with them later.
Did you get that off
the consent? You got me on record saying that.
Yeah. So, well, at least your hair.
Well, something. There's a hand.
Well, and a hand.
Well, knowing our
equipment,
what happened was we were playing the tape, and then we had to take it out and turn it over.
Oh, wait, now we're down to 9.
But we have more listeners.
In any event, so we had started
viewers.
We had started intelligent. That was the key. You start intelligent, people think very high expectations.
No, we were talking intelligent.
No, well, you were shouting at each other.
You were shouting. You guys are literally just shouting at each other.
How old are you?
It really felt like an episode of the McLaughlin Group is unfolding
but
in front of me.
But what we'll do instead for our listening audience who are wondering what the fuck I'm talking about is we will post all of the audio in the block so that they can listen to it later and pretend that it actually took place because there's no way in fucking hell that we have technology and the capability at this moment.
Well, we have the technology, we just don't have the capability.
Mine's just
and by the way, one last thing, our colleague who just has entered the room.
You got something heavy to throw
in? No, I'm just going to cap to my USB drive. That happens. In any event.
I agree with you.
There's always tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's half the show anyway.
I know, but I'm always... Yeah.
Tomorrow's only an hour.
I'm always going to mess with you.
Well, it already is.
What?
It already is.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Give him more booze, somebody.
What time is it?
2:00.
We need booze in here!
Stat! Booze!
And fucking water.
And water!
Either way, this is a come as you are, go as you please. So, what I was going to open up with was one simple observation, and hopefully that was going to convey for the rest of the show, that the observation, which is, hack is chic all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Geek is also chic.
Yeah, that whole subgenre is.
If we are looking at, for example, let's say the fashion or the styles or the modus of the individual who's attending Hope, they seem to be, well groomed, prettied up. Some of them are fugly as shit.
Yeah, I don't know, but can I ask you about the question? Have you noticed that this Hope, there are at least 5 times more women?
And there are chicks walking around.
And hookers.
And hookers.
I don't know. We've already talked about this. We didn't explain it, but we have to mention it.
Yeah, we can't talk about this.
We will not discuss this until the second night because I have to set up audio for that.
I will describe it. If I'm corrected, what I think you're hinting at,
he is hinting. At
we're going to leave that for another time.
Yes.
Okay.
We will discuss that and other issues.
Echo has to be here for that.
We will discuss that and other issues because we do have the music to accompany it,
and preferably when I'm not in the room.
Okay, in that case, we'll give you the heads up to leave.
While
we're talking.
You want nothing to do with this situation. Your name has been
dispersed. If it is what I think it is.
It probably is, and it fucking probably is.
Yes, you could have not said that.
No, it was actually more than that.
Yes.
Okay, in that case...
We're leaving it...
Well, that's why I have introduction music. That gives everybody time to escape and save their own reputation.
What's
going to
be our new topic now?
Our current topic is basically the hacker society that we know of and we love so much. I mean, we all know each other here.
Yeah.
We are
I don't
a
know you
society. We are becoming more and more mainstream. People are relying on us to deliver the technology that they're going to live with. Whether it's YouTube, Google, Facebook, MySpace... But it's based on hacks that have produced in past and that's now being marketed.
Much of it, yes.
Can't you say that about the internet itself? A moot point?
Right. But now we are at a critical point where the consumption of all of these, the sum of all of our hacks, is now coming to the limit of the media.
Well, I know, I was told earlier today, they're like, okay, 2600 will survive, but only as Hope. The magazine is dead.
Well,
possible. No, it was. I mean, people have been telling me.
Interesting question.
No, people have been telling me earlier.
Well, that is an interesting point.
Right. I mean, 2600. The magazine is probably going to die soon, but we'll still have Hope.
Well,
and we'll still have the radio shows,
and
hopefully, we'll have more podcasts. Right. And but no, yeah, but the actual magazine, I mean.
Well, I mean, these days.
What about if they switch over to e-books?
No?
What if they started e-books? You don't know.
These days, the longevity of any print publication and predictions of its impending doom seem to be extraordinarily popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't go through a day without seeing at least one story predicting one thing or another as a sign of the sudden and violent death of the print industry.
Well, also,
here's the thing. 2600 isn't technical enough for a magazine, but there's no competition. And that's what you
call it. That's true. There is very, very little direct competition.
There was Blacklist 411. That's not printed anymore.
They don't have come out years now.
Binary Revolution? No.
It hasn't been out of here.
Yeah. Actually, and the closest thing we have to it nowadays is either Make Magazine, which is a different field.
Yeah.
Or it's a very different. Very different.
Okay. Oh my god.
Here we have more people.
Oh my god.
You guys bring those?
That's tomorrow's show.
Yeah,
I think that's.
We're looking for booze.
We've already decided that porn and hookers are for tomorrow.
And that is actually an important discussion because it has decided multiple mediums.
Felt like three cheese puzzles.
Do we need
so much better? How about the 2600 culture? I'll tell earlier tonight too that
I mean it is
less and less. No. But less and less people are going to the meetings. Less and less people are logging in IRC. Is really the hacker culture getting greater? I think it's getting less. I mean,
is it getting denser? Is it getting denser? Is it becoming more
diffuse?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You have to define what the hacker culture is.
Exactly.
You said the hacker culture is IRC.
But it's definitely denser at the conferences.
You're seeing
more people at the conferences.
Showing up in person at the social events.
But between those 2 years, that's the big question.
I find it interesting because I actually hear the exact opposite most of the time. I always hear a lot of people talking about how that they a lot of times get their stuff through internet channels, and it's sort of why come to the cons when I could just go to the internet and have that same thing published.
I've actually seen the opposite, that instead of seeing things with IRC seems like it might be a dying medium, who knows. Many people like that, many people don't, but hackerspaces, for instance, are becoming a lot more common. You're seeing a lot more hackerspaces having not just five people, but actually having over a dozen, maybe even having several dozen.
So you're seeing physical presence
take maybe a dominance over purely virtual conversations, and using IRC as a metric is not a good thing because had AIM and all these other instant messaging services.
So basically we're discussing this.
And Twitter, for instance, Twitter. How many hacker-related things do you see on Twitter these days?
So basically what we're discussing...
Certainly lately, as has happened with almost any communications medium, many of the more accessible channels simply become flooded with what I would kindly term total douchebags.
And garbage.
It's an interesting phenomenon
that
through this hackerspace, you're seeing a reversal of the virtual medium. You're seeing people actually requiring geographic presence, physical presence, as opposed to a virtual
like community organizing.
In a strange way.
That's inevitable because everything we do is to make our lives more convenient. And our lives are based around physical existence, so eventually it has to come back.
I have a question. So, have you noticed, are less people showing up than 2600 meetings?
In New York, it seems about the same. Lots of people drop out. So, if you talk to people many new people come, the numbers...
But we have to preface that. Most of us here are NYC 2600 members.
Everybody around this table.
Except one person. Everyone is 2600.
And here's the main thing, though, is because of the way the meetings are designed, which is, it's founded by, the local people there, so in reality, it's really dependent on how on it's run.
So that brings up the question of organization within the Hacker Society, and we're seeing how great it comes out in this radio station.
I think that's where Hacker Spaces could benefit, because Hacker Spaces, I noticed,
actually communicate between each other. And so the thing, like, I keep wanting more, I want more like European hacker scene and American hacker scene.
So once you have the physical presence, you have a greater gravitas.
Yeah, that's actually pretty true.
We got the data tracking system.
I was hearing,
we need more of that.
There was actually a project that was coming up among some New York hacker spaces of organizing sort of a VPN to have a sort of hacker network.
Right, there's also, they're trying to expand education here too. They're trying to expand like more tech and more hacking-oriented education in New York City. That's one of the big next steps I keep seeing.
But here's also the big question. I mean, is the role of the hacker to be the educator, the vanguard, the first adopter, or in some cases the teacher, or even, if you want to take this in a religious aspect or in a Campbellian form, the priest through which the great ritual and religion hackerdom takes place?
Wouldn't all of the above be true?
That's,
because
that's kind
of
taking it
if the hacker mentality is to explore, then that means they're going to be the first that discover certain things, and the first that discover have to pass their information on, which means they're teachers.
Right.
I mean, really, in a lot of ways, I think a lot of us end up taking on that role, whether we mean to or not, whether we want to or not.
What are we doing right now?
In our regular lives, and even now, some people want to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of us show up and suddenly find that
we're sitting behind a fucking microphone without staring at a
there
webcam.
Yeah. Saying, hey, you're going to be on the radio tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing at 2 a.m.?
I'm
putting you on the radio. What?
All right, we're down. We're here. And obviously we're here.
And, of course. So, this is a matter of interest.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, yes, I'm a part of the New York City 2600 meetings, but I have a unique perspective only because I've been working on information desk for the last 40 hours.
No,
people are coming up and telling me about their local 2600 meetings, and I'm saying, our meeting is still going to be strong forever. We're the core group. I'm just saying, I'm hearing that more meetings around this country and internationally are dying off.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. That brings up another question. There's been lots of discussion about many cities around the country in general losing a lot, cities depopulating. You know, so is it that the hacker culture in the rest of the country is dying, or is it that culture in general in many parts of the United States are simply...
Nah, man. There are plenty of hacker spaces in the Midwest. Kansas City has a hacker space in a fucking cave.
Is it becoming, though, a monoculture throughout the American hacker society?
Probably, I think,
here's the big question, though.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the influence of China, of India, Pakistan, Brazil. Are they leveling the playing field? Is it now becoming a more international thing where geography no longer matters?
See, that's true. We're seeing a lot more development in the international field.
Well, I think in some ways it's actually even becoming both. Mm-hmm. There's some cross-pollination between the various cultures.
Yeah, I
mean, you can see it here.
That's what I think. I think it's just
that
hacker culture evolving.
Yeah.
Well, a society can never stay completely stagnant.
Okay, more toward hacker spaces.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Like more toward hacker spaces and less toward we have a meeting once a month.
Right. Right.
We're actually doing more.
We're doing something with our time besides standing around talking to each other. Going to get dinner and then getting drunk as
Or in other places they do like presentations and maybe once in a while war
dining. LA 2600 does that every fucking meeting.
I know.
Presentations.
So Cleveland does presentations.
Yeah, Cleveland does
that without hookers.
New York does it without hookers too. Yeah,
New York always does it without hookers, but LA does it without hookers?
Well,
how does LA manage to do that without hookers?
I don't think they've ever seen
they will not.
I have heard it.
Seriously?
At the very least, LA has not publicly admitted to the presence of hookers. We cannot be entirely sure.
Neither has the... I
know Strom Carlson is kind of a hooker. And he kind of ran LA 2600 for a while.
Well,
so.
Then again, look at this. There are two main rules on their message board systems. There's no spamming and no flaming. And when you sign up, there's nothing but flaming and spam. So, you know, you have to take their word.
But isn't that the initiation point for any new...
Yeah, no shit.
I know.
You have to sift through fucking threads of spam
But they've never been able to go beyond that. They've never been able to sift through it.
Huh? Well, you're saying that 2600 in LA has never gotten past flaming? Is it just a fierce point of view, or what are you saying?
I'm just going really by from what I've joined on there. I have friends who go there, they say it's okay.
Oh, so you're from Jersey, so it is a fierce point of view.
Jersey.
See, but listen, he just tore your ass down.
This has a little more like sibling rivalry, really.
We are not going to talk about New Jersey, you know why?
We are not.
No, no, don't tell us why, it's just not.
No, we're not.
He just want to mooch off of you guys.
Skip this little pissing contest.
Back to the hacker.
Let's go back to our topic.
Yeah. Right. So we were talking about different parts of the hacker culture. Some are evolving, some are dying,
and some are being
some are simply changing a bit.
But is it that they're dying, or is it that it's being redirected into something else that's bigger?
What, for instance,
if the meetings are becoming less popular, monthly meetings become less popular, but hackerspaces are becoming more popular. So instead of having short, brief meetings of very little activity, you're having long activity of more.
What is that as more of a lateral change, though?
But that's a change.
It's still
it depends on if you're looking at it from only one point of view, one metric, then you're going to think it's dying. When you look at the whole picture, you realize it's
maybe
changing.
The meetings might be shrinking, but at the same time...
No, the meetings...
The meetings have never been shrinking.
The New York meetings, though...
Meetings always ebb and flow.
Well, I mean, that happens just month to month.
Yeah, it is. But,
one
month you'll have, like, 13 people, and one month we'll have, like, 7.
And also remember that the New York one, a lot of the big major city ones are more socially oriented. We're going out because we do computer stuff normally, so we're just here to talk.
Right.
A lot of people that I know in the Midwest and like on the West Coast, they're very technical, so when they go to 2600, they actually want more tech-oriented thing, but these meetings are more social, and that's, I think, why a lot of them drop out. Because they just want like pure tech stuff, which they can get online.
A lot of it is location.
We're the only two here from Jersey.
Yeah. Jersey has tried how many times for a 2600?
At least eight.
And it failed every time.
Because everyone will come to New York, like the Massachusetts meeting.
North Jersey goes to New York, and South Jersey goes to Philly, and we don't need it.
We do have to recognize one thing. There is an influence, who I will not name, who states that if you're in the New York metropolitan area, you go to the New York meeting.
Yeah.
If you're from Southern Connecticut, or if you're from Northern Jersey, or Southern upstate New York,
Long Island.
It's a major metropolitan.
There is an old saying: location, location, location.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah. So you don't have that local niche culture where you might have, for example, in the Midwest, where everyone knows one.
But here's the thing, man.
But also with New York, you'll have the thing of many places in a very condensed area. So some rural areas, they might have a hard time having a meeting
because if we wanted to, we could randomly
decide a new restaurant every single meeting and we'll never run out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's harder for things like that in rural parts of the country, being that cities in the Midwest and in the West are not set up like they are in New York. You have to drive to get there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go 40 miles in some cases to get into the city. Like to get to the Kansas City Hackerspace, I have to drive like 25 miles.
Right.
And I have to go downtown.
And a lot of it's off work and it's through
traffic.
It's a bullshit ride because walking is limited to the other end of the park. If you're walking, it's a lot like
the DC meetings down there, in which I know for a fact that they technically, I think, start theirs off at like, they say 5, but they actually mean 8 because so much traffic and they come from work that takes them a amount of time to get there. And people just trickle in like 8 until like midnight.
I mean, that happens to us,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Fairly often.
But I don't think we compare any other meeting anywhere to the New York meeting.
Yeah.
Only because this is still the core group. I mean, it will change and it'll be bigger and smaller and whatever.
But that is a valid point. Some people might say, "Oh, elitist," but the main 2600 is centered in New York, and so
the meetings here double as the actual meetings for the organization.
I think I know where he's going.
We're not the core group. 2600 has never been an organization. It's always a bunch of independent meetings.
Well, see, here's a counter to that. Prior to Hope, the meetings before Hope, we've had people from California flying in for the 2600 meetings to discuss Hope with the rest of the core Hope staff.
I remember that.
That's Hope.
Yes.
2600 meetings and hope are separate.
But the point is that 2600 meetings then start pouring into the local New York meetings. And that's one of the faculty action meetings we have.
Just consider 2600 is physically based.
Yeah,
the magazine.
But right,
the
magazine,
the
mentality is
but the concept of it. The mentality,
the concept is decentralized.
The basic concept is everywhere.
The mentality is when we go
to
Los Angeles.
It has no physical resonance.
It's this is basically like the recipe for Chinese food.
But the people who are rightly or wrongly regarded as the figureheads, the leaders, the founders, whatever you want to call it, however you look at it,
are still in New York.
They are almost universally in New York.
We use Hope as an example of that. The Los Angeles group, 2600 group, plans for that time. And the Los Angeles 2600 meeting. Does that mean that the center set up
around?
But they also have their own monthly meetings.
No, that's what he's saying. We were saying that.
Because people fly from to plan for Hope.
No. It doesn't even have to be about Hope. What he's saying is the core of the 2600 staff, magazine, and radio show is in New York.
But
this is still part of.
No.
They look to us.
They're going to have a close relationship to each other.
Not necessarily. I mean, an upstate New York meeting have commonality with a downstate, and we're within the same
we're
New York City. This is considered the capital of the world. We get a different viewpoint.
Our meetings are supposed to be,
it's a social situation.
Is this just a social outing?
I've always considered it.
That's how
I've considered it. In New York City. That's always how it shows up.
For a few hours.
We might there might be a table talking some technical shit.
Right. There's always bits and pieces of that for like an hour or two.
Exactly.
The height of the meeting.
Yep.
It ramps up.
Yep. And then everybody's
up,
like, let's
with
go
some
get
people
there.
Coming in, yep. talking more tech stuff.
Yep.
And the more people that show up, the more social it becomes until we finally say, all right, we're hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry.
Let's go get some ribs and drink.
I just want to interrupt this because we've been going for, believe it or not, 40 minutes.
Holy shit. Wow.
At least 20 minutes we've been talking about this. So I just want to announce this is Radio Statler. You are listening to What Happens When People Do Not Prepare the Fucking Technical Systems, you bastards!
Careful, you might actually knock
that fucking wall.
If you want, we can go and find a sledgehammer I think we need this.
Stay tuned if you want to see me.
This is a social gathering. Because we have it every month, it's a regular thing.
Yeah.
How often do we see new people?
We
see them a lot,
but
they don't
take
long.
That's what I'm gathering. Do we scare them off, or do we just say these people do not belong in this social order as we have structured?
I would say it's both.
It's not a decision that we make. It's a decision
we make. No, it's a decision we make too.
I say it's both.
No,
it's judging them as a decision of them.
Both ways, I agree.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Thurman. Thurman,
it is a decision that we make. I mean, it is hard to get into our clickiness. We do not think we are clicky, but we are clicky. We are very clicky.
We are.
And it is hard for someone to walk in.
Double clicky.
It is very hard for someone at random to walk in and see our group. That most of us know each other for years. And we're years. All friends and we're all talking right. to each other. So I actually...
And counter argument is somehow I showed up on
radio. No, I know.
That's what I was going to point out.
It takes a while. It takes a while and you have to be into it, right? Yeah. What I do, right, during the meetings, I will actually say hi to people say hi to people who are very new, right? And say, go join this group and talk about something.
I do the same
thing. You did that to me on my first meeting. Right.
I remember that, and it was
2002. Right. I do that a lot because we're very, very clicky, mm-hmm. and
I just say go sit here and talking about random something only because it's hard to break through.
Yeah.
But I have to say that it's a yes and a no thing, because on the one hand, art, people in general are clicky. No matter what culture you're talking about, clicky. And so we're going to make the decision, looking at somebody, what we think of them, push them in or out. But also, you're going to have the people who are going to be scared off by this kind of thing, or are maybe not going to have the motivation to get involved too much. You know, okay, so while you're saying some of us might take a long time to get in, others of us have, you know, come to the meetings and very quickly became very strongly involved.
I want to get a word from our most quiet member.
She doesn't want to talk.
All right, there's talk. Say something.
Oh, come on.
Say something cute. You're a mascot.
Hold on. Let's ask the question. Do you feel accepted by the 2600 group? I mean, as you
you're,
know it?
As you
or
sit in the room with all of us, like, screaming at each other. Yeah.
You're on Leo's lap.
Yeah, you're on Leo's lap.
What's your answer?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't call her like that. Don't call her like that.
Or shall we just, you know, skip along? And
we're going to skip along.
All right, let's skip along. Okay. All right.
Well, her decision.
What?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, we're asking, what did you think about, like, do you think the New York City scene is too difficult to get into? Do you think
we're open? Yeah.
Some people are you know, difficult or whatever?
See, I don't think it's difficult to get into.
I don't, honestly, everybody's quiet.
I think you're scaring her. I don't think she's going
to tell us about what the first time you attended in New York City 2600.
Or would you like
to... Don't give me that look, John.
Who the hell are you? Get out of my studio.
He's like, why are you guys all talking about New York City 2600 in here?
Yeah.
Required the WTF look. I couldn't just do it.
Yeah,
dude, it was like.
You should show the camera your ears.
Yeah, man.
Would you like to?
Or would you like to just be cute and have us ignore you?
Well, if you don't want, I can do mine. Speak up. Speak up.
Speak right here. I see you guys in person because, like, I finally saw Ivo before I saw him on the Repsy Fireflies website when I was, like, searching in Google. And we see hackers. And then, like, I saw your pictures from, like, long way before, and I go to open, I recognize Murdoch right away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
That's always how it goes. I was going to say, unfortunately, that's always how it goes down.
So, basically, you had research and foreknowledge going into the first meeting.
Yeah. Mm. New York City 2600 has its website, and we have photos of past meetings, videos, and
that's why
all kinds of fucking content.
So that makes it more inviting or more...
I don't... Rob Vincent, who runs New York City, NYC2600.net.
Great description.
He runs that site, and he wrote up a beginner's guide to New York City 2600. Like, from how to get there, what subways to take, how to, you know, get there from the outer counties.
Our format.
And how, basically, what we do, we stand around, we bullshit, and we, you know, we talk, and then around 8:30, we go on the train and hit the village and go get some food and get really drunk, and then we go to another place, and usually, like, you know, groups diverge, and, you know.
Downtown Manhattan.
Yeah, we're all downtown at that point, so, yeah.
So, essentially, without that introduction, anyone who comes in and says, you know what, I recognize that the world is becoming more technological, I want to learn from the best, has no clue how to start.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. That's
kind of a bad stance to go in there with. I want to learn from the best.
Let me give a prime example. Let us suppose, for example, that you want to sit on your ass and have people program for you and you make the money.
But see, that's not a hacker. And
no, that's what I was going to say.
Now we have the distinction.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a hacker.
But I would like to just go back to one thing Murdoch said, which is, you know, coming into the meeting saying, I want to learn from the best.
Yeah,
right there, you're
exalting
everybody to a high
status.
And I know several people who come to the meetings and they don't do a lot. They don't get involved because they feel intimidated by everybody else.
No.
I know several people who've said those exact words to me.
They say it's intimidated, but in reality, most people, you can't really do much stuff at meetings. Meetings, you're basically required to do things outside of the meeting.
Well, right there, you're just redefining what somebody says they're thinking. I'm just going based off
of that, which is
people saying they're scared and they don't want to come back.
How can you be intimidated?
So you have difference. You have some people who are going to bring themselves in, really dig themselves in, and others who are not.
Are they intimidated to, and this prevents them from doing stuff at the meeting? Or are they intimidated about
what's the intimidation coming from?
I think
this dispute kind of reminds me of thing in psychology, which is the nature versus nurture dispute. Some people say it's this or it's the other, and it's a chicken and the egg question.
I'm saying, what are they?
I say it's a mix of both.
I actually think I can answer your question. But what I'm trying to get in is, besides the people at this table right now,
we all
most hackers are stupidly socially awkward.
Yeah.
It is hard to get them to say hi, let alone try to get into our group. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, we are cliquish, right? But they are socially awkward. Unless you walk up to them and say, "Hi, my name is Thurman. Please go say hi to this person."
Yeah, come join us.
You can't do this.
So then here's the question.
I mean, even here, even out here, I'm telling people in bars or whatever around, and they're like sitting all by themselves. Yeah, they're like
you
don't
see
say hi to them.
Badges.
I've
you don't,
seen
these
this with the meetings that are in your room.
That's what I'm saying.
Gonzo, could you repeat that, please?
Are you looking back at that through today's eyes? Because my first meeting was in 97, and I had tons of people, because they recognized me as new, they brought me in. And they volunteered. They said, "Look, I'm so-and-so, and this is this person."
That might
and
be a
No. What I was saying is, there are not enough people like us to say, "Come, say hi to somebody. My name is this. Join this crew." I'm saying we don't have enough people right now saying that.
I've always made it a point of being nice to the newbies, because at one time all of us had to get our chairs.
You're all newbies at some point.
In my case, several times.
Much to worry about coming to the meetings. We would seriously question as to whether or not we were good enough.
Okay. Right. Night owl, then side pocket, then dot red.
I think a lot of it depends on how you approach it when you come in for the first time. If you come in, as I've seen some people come in thinking, this is where I can get free tech support.
The person comes in looking for the answers
like
to their homework.
Right.
No!
The person who approaches it like that is doomed.
No.
Pretty much.
I want to add one thing.
Okay.
Or thinking you freaking know everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The people who approach it as, I think this is cool, and I want to see what it's about, and I want to see if I fit.
Are the people who
do pretty well. And there are some people who say, that looks kind of cool. I'm going to stop by and see what's going on. I did that. My first meeting. I came to Hope before I ever attended a 2600 meeting.
Whoa.
Really?
I've been reading the magazine for years. I actually got several other people reading the magazine. And for quite a while, I wanted to attend the meetings, but I couldn't because I had a different group of fellow IT people who would...
A different social gathering.
Right. Well, every week we would go and have a bitch session over a lot of beers at a pub actually quite nearby to the building we're in now every Friday, which made it a little bit difficult to attend the Friday night 2600 meetings. And eventually we all got different jobs and kind of ran out of money to keep drinking as heavily as we were. And so I said, all right, finally, I've been to Hope. I had a very good time. I said, I want to see what the meetings are like, because I've been wanting to do this forever, and now I actually have the chance. And I walked in, not caring, not having any real prejudgment, just wanting to see what it was like and who was there and what was going on. I walk in, and not only does no one recognize me as a new person, about half the people in the in attendance think that I'm someone that they know from years ago.
I end up delivering
a half hour lecture.
I'm not rapping
on mobile phone standards or something.
Because you look like a hacker.
But see that right there goes against a bit of what Thurman was just saying, which is that it doesn't always take people a long time to get in. I experienced something similar. you know, you just go in, you're talking, and if you're confident and you know what you're talking about, and you say something interesting, before you know it,
right,
everyone accepts you very quickly. It's
right.
A hacker from the world, it's common.
I can only share my experience with this because, like, basically, 2600, I was one of those people who were, like, afraid to go. I used to, like, make programs all the time and upload them to, like, Usenets and, like, you know, torrent sites. And the thing is that I could have been going to these since I was 14 and been like an oldie around here by now, for serious. And the reason why I didn't go is at the time, like, I would hate to call out names here, but we used to have this guy at the time when I came here named Villain. And the thing about Villain, and here's the thing, he wasn't completely bad, but we had those people there that were like Villain in that it's like, it was just like, I didn't go in because it was just the bitching. It's like, I already have drama now, but
Villain
everyone's
was
just
bitching.
Like, yeah, and the whole thing, yeah, but I mean,
it's more of a, it's with, yeah, with Villain, it's more of a hateful badgering.
Yeah, I know.
Get.
See,
yeah.
I didn't mind that, but there was,
so,
but there's been a lot of people that I've met both online and real life in the hack community where you have this very, like, you know, high horse, whether they know what they're doing or not, and they actually want to put the roadblocks there because they kind of want to feel special in. And that always just pissed me off, so I never bothered to start speaking. And then when I found out, wait, there's actually, like, level-minded, cool people here, you know, people around, I started going out and talking, and then it clicked in.
Everybody's an asshole in IRC.
Dude, every,
yeah,
we are
no,
all
not just
assholes
IRC.
IRC.
I'm just saying,
I think
in
is
general.
A very important point.
Yeah.
If your first experience...
Hmm.
Is going on at 26 NYC 2600.
Your local 2600 meeting is through the IRC channel?
Right. Yeah, it is a fucking
If they had gone on NYC 2600,
which you would not be
on IRC.
Can I throw a monkey wrench in that?
For the hills.
I went on IRC, 2600 IRC before going to any meeting. Several of them.
But
here we go. Actually, we have IRC.
I was actually booted
right
several times, but I noticed who it was. I noticed that it wasn't everybody. I was very specific individuals I became annoyed with.
Okay, Thurman, we're going to give you a last quote.
I just
want to
finish one sentence.
Oh, sorry.
That's the cult key thing, which is that's why I think it's so important with the face of our community, because I'm glad that now when... Not everything. People still a lot of times think we're criminals, but that we're more focused on people. I know, so they're thinking of hackers, they're thinking of like NYC Resistor and like people like, you know, at the iReader and thinking of that, than just constant criminals, elitists and stuff like that, because you have that this quote standard quo, and the community starts thinking that's a standard quo, and
right,
it just doesn't grow.
Okay.
Right.
That's it's it. It's a valid point. I think
we're
going to take a break
one
here.
One comment before we
go. Ahead.
Sure. It's a question for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I a hacker?
That's up
to
you,
bro. You
yeah,
have
depends on
you.
You
got the look down.
It depends on what goon you're talking to.
I'm not just trying to take the title.
It depends on who you ask, man.
Well, let's put it another way instead. Does the hacker self-proclaim oneself as a hacker, or does the label get applied to you?
Both.
I say it can be both, but it depends on, you know, your what you do. If you are exploring how to make how to do things new, different, then you are... Very short, since we don't have a lot of time, that makes you a hacker.
I think the second
it's
part 50, happens 50 and the
split.
First part happens. That you start getting the label, and because you keep getting called that, then you feel like you become that. I think if you go in the reverse, you definitely have the potential for disaster right there.
I know,
right.
I felt
well,
unworthy at first.
Before we close,
I'm not entirely sure that it's one has to come before the other,
okay,
but it's definitely
the combination,
combination of the two.
It's
you acknowledge it, and others acknowledge it.
I think both has to happen, because if you call yourself a hacker, but everybody who you meet, if they say, no, you're not, then you're really not. But if you don't call yourself a hacker, but everybody else calls you a hacker, then you are a hacker, basically. But if you don't consider yourself one, then technically you're not, it's up to you. So both things have to be in place.
Gonzo?
Sure. Well, I can't code, but I'm good with building hardware. Am I a hacker?
Well, you're doing, you're exploring with the medium you're using. It doesn't, you don't have to.
Have you made devices do things that they weren't originally intended to do? Usually by using an exploit. Then that's why I classify as that. That's my own personal
hacker,
definition.
I'm certainly not
going
to disagree.
No, final comments, final comments.
And
do I consider myself a hacker? Absolutely fucking not. I'm here for the ride, I'm here for the fun, and I'm here to learn a little fucking bit.
Right.
And if I walk away with just a little bit of something from this weekend, besides a little bit of alcohol poisoning, then that was, you know what, it was worth the 100 bills that I put down for this fucking thing.
All right.
And to have a good time with you guys.
No, we are going to take a small station break. We'll be back in approximately 3 minutes.